fireworks lit up the Konya sky as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan inaugurated the Islamic Solidarity Games. 4,000 athletes from 56 Muslim-majority countries are taking part in the tournament. For 25-year-old Saudi weightlifter Anut Shehri, these games are very important.
Unity. Unity and getting to know each other more and make a community out of this sport and other sports.
It's Anut's first international competition. But there are more experienced athletes as well. Ahmed Behlou's grandparents were forced to leave their home in Haifa, Israel, during the Six-Day War of 1967. They settled in the Askar refugee camp in Nablus in the occupied West Bank. His parents were born and raised there, as was Ahmed himself. A lifelong dream was realized when the Palestinian Taekwondo Federation spotted Ahmed fighting in 2018. Since then, the 20-year-old has participated in 7 international competitions and won 6 medals, including 1 gold.
The difficulties we face are tremendous. International travel is one of the main problems, as getting a permit from Israel authorities is not easy. We have limited resources and poor facilities to train and prepare for the games. But despite these obstacles, we have achieved great success. And in these games in Konya, I will do my best to win a gold medal.
Ahmed has also set his sights on representing Palestine at the 2024 Olympics in Paris. The Islamic Solidarity Games isn't a high-profile competition, but for many young athletes, it's an opportunity to showcase their talent.
Millions of Muslims have been suffering from poverty, political instability, and even civil wars for decades, despite the availability of tremendous human and natural resources. Some say this is because of a lack of unity, solidarity, and coordination. And the organizers of this game say their aim is to build bridges among the Muslim-majority countries by bringing them together through support. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Konya.